This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and this is episode number 248 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, and I am here with my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with the sequels month. Now, these are sequels to movies that we reviewed in the past episodes. We're continuing on that train, and this stop is a little movie called Kick-Ass 2 from 2013. Now, Alex, if I remember correctly, this is a first-time watch for you. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's you know, I heard of the film because we did the first. I looked it up. I was like, okay, they made a part two. But I mean, since then, I didn't even watch it. I own it, but I never watched it, which is funny.
So this is a first time watch for you. And I can tell you right now, this is the first time I've watched this since 2013. So 10 years ago, I watched it.
Oh, wow.
I have it on my Vudu account. I do not have it on Blu-ray. I guess either. I know what happened. I know why I have this. So quick story. Yes. Back in the day, there was a store called Movie Stop. And what I used to do is I used to go there, buy all the new releases, put all the digital codes on. And then the ones that I loved, I would keep. And the ones that I was like, I would take them back, trade them, get store credit, get the new releases for free, keep the digitals. And I did that for like 2 years. So I have mad movies that either I didn't love or from 2013 to 2014 specifically. So.
Okay.
That's not to say that this one I didn't like. I don't like, you know, you're not going to get a spoiler out of me. We're going to find out in a minute. But before we do, let's talk about some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, critics, they did not love this movie. The first one had good scores. This one's at a 32% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 57% audience score. How do you feel about it? I could see both. I guess
I could definitely see both. Now, my question to you is it directed by Matthew Vaughn?
It is not directed.
So then that's why this.
It does feel different, and we're going to get into it. But it definitely does. This is directed by Jeff Wadlow. Exactly. What else did he make? I don't even know, but I know he directed this movie. So let's go ahead and while I pull up his filmography, you get to go first, of course, especially because this is a first time watch for you. Lead character. Now, of course, it is Kick-Ass again. Is Dave or whatever his name. Dave Lazuski, I think is his name. He's the lead character. What did you think this time around?
Nate, I'm going to be really honest with you, dude. Do it. I give him a 3. Ooh, I thought he was good. In the movie, I thought he was good. The character was flat. I don't know. Maybe you could see something that I saw. Maybe it could be different. But what I felt like in this movie, they did not know where they were going. It's out of the writers. We're not the same writers from the first movie. We already know that it's not the director. So we already know that it's not going to be his vision. So I felt like this movie was just thrown together because of the popularity of the first, and they concentrated more on Hit Girl's story more than the actual Kick-Ass character. Now, that's just me. But in that case, I like Hit Girl way better than Kick-Ass anyway. I was always into, what's her name?
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yes, I like her a lot. I thought she was really good. But even her story felt very nonchalant, I guess. I'm going to sound a little like you right here. It felt very nonchalant. I'm going to use the Nate-isms right now. Very nonchalant with the character. Like, she was good, but there was something missing. It was like a sandwich without something, like missing something, a sauce, cheese or something. Yeah, like no, they had the meat
and bread.
And no cheese, no sauce. Yeah. Cause I felt like Kick-Ass was cool, but he didn't bring anything to the table also. He was flat. Then they added newer characters, right? They have Night Bitch.
One of the best names.
Night Bitch.
What was the guy's name? Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
he was Captain Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes.
Colonel. Stars and Stripes.
Yeah.
So I'll just do this quick because I want you to go. Jim Carrey's ad to the movie was a smart idea so they could sell tickets, but he didn't do as much. Like, I thought he was going to be more of the Jim Carrey that I know, but I kind of liked it though. He felt very, not meta, but like that word, like he felt like in that world. But not the Jim Carrey that we know. Like, it wasn't that many jokes, like, at all. And typical Jim Carrey. Night Bitch, I thought, was funny. She was boning him all over the place.
Yeah.
Dr. Gravity, he was okay.
Got Donald Faison.
He was okay. Another, and then his friend Marty, which is what I forgot. Dan doesn't say his name there. His character.
His name was stupid. I forget what it was.
Was it Patriot something? Something with patriotism?
I could look it up.
Well, anyway, yeah. In terms of that, there was nothing there for me, or I feel like anybody, to be entertained with or excited for. I felt like it was just a flat cast and characters. That's I guess the best way to say it. It was a flat casting characters. But anyway, I gave it a 3.
He had the best name. His name was Battle Guy.
Oh, yes, Battle Guy. Yes, yes. And then his other friend was called Ass Kickers.
Todd was Ass Kicker.
Yeah, Todd. Yeah, Ass Kicker. But anyway, I gave it a 3. I thought they were all flat.
Battle Guy is probably the best. It's the best name in the whole movie out of all the characters. You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. I gave him a 3 because for most of the movie, it feels like he takes a backseat to Hit Girl, to the villain. Like, to everybody, he almost seems like an afterthought in this movie. And the first one, I feel like the first one works, like, he is the main focus of the first movie. And then Hit Girl only comes in little spurts, right? So it makes her more awesome. She comes in, she fights, she's gone. You know, Nick Cage, Big Daddy, comes in, has some, but they're not, like, the focus. It's still Dave. And in this one, like, his girlfriend that he worked all that to get the girl, and she's in, like, 2 scenes, and then it just leaves. It was weird, right? Like, they just break up, like, nothing.
For no reason.
For no reason. They changed the actor who played Todd. It was Evan Peters in the first movie. Now it's just some guy. I don't even know who that guy is. Some other guy. That was weird. His regular life doesn't get any really play in this besides the stuff with his dad a little bit. But I felt bad for him. You're right. Aaron Taylor Johnson's good. And like, he's good again as Kick-Ass, but he just doesn't get anything to do. He's just sort of there. And the movie mostly focuses on Hit Girl and her having to go to school and her new adopted dad, who was her dad's friend, like his ex-partner, who he's good. I liked him in the movie. But
question, didn't they change him too? He was not in the first one.
Yeah, it was Morris Chestnut. It was Morris Chestnut in both of them. It was the same guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Morris Chestnut. He was really good in it. Like, I liked him. I liked their dynamic. Like, if this movie was called Hit Girl instead of Kick-Ass 2, and we were scoring her, I'd probably give her like a 4. Yeah. But it's not. It's called Kick-Ass 2. And he doesn't get enough time to shine. He's not bad enough for me to give like a terrible score for, because the dad stuff at least adds some character stuff. You know what I mean? But yeah, I gave him a 3 as well. All right. Now, the villain is, once again, the main villain is Chris D'Amico. Played by Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and he has a new name. He was Red Mist in the first one, in the first movie, and now he has a very not safe for work moniker that he goes by.
Yeah, the motherfucker.
Yeah, what did you think?
I gave him a 2.
Ooh.
It's the same character. Like, there was no progression except from him turning into a evil villain called the motherfucker. Like, he didn't do nothing. New. It was just the same. Like, these dudes are kids still. Yeah. Like, look, how can I, like, these dudes are in their teenage years, I guess you want to say.
Yeah,
they're still in high school. So, like, for me, like, they didn't, like, wouldn't the movie would have been better if they got older and they would have been more mature? We could have got a better story. I just felt like it was stuck in the high school. So, for me, it just felt like the same jokes from the first movie. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets bitch slapped in the ring by the guy from Get Out. Right?
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Daniel Kaluuya just randomly in this movie before he's famous.
Yeah, an Oscar award winner, I believe. Yeah, he gets his ass beat from him.
Yeah.
And then you got John Leguizamo, which I thought was pretty cool that he was. I thought the funny scene with with that character was when they were putting away the mom stuff and her exotic stuff falls. And he was like, oh, my God. And he started to pick it up. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? And he grabbed like the anal plugs or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he grabbed it. And he was like, is this something you got to tell me? Like, he runs off. He goes, take the day off.
Yeah.
But like, that was funny. But other than that, like, the evil villains, they sucked. I thought there were going to be more villains that were going to be evil, except the Russian chick.
Mother Russia.
I thought she was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother Russia was cool. Him naming them was actually pretty funny. I thought it was pretty cool. But other than that, honestly, there was nothing for me to go, because he didn't fight nobody. Like, he just did what his dad did, pay off henchmen, and he's called the motherfucker. Like, I was just like, okay, great. I don't know. To me, I just felt like he was flat again. So I gave him a 2. I thought he was decent.
Yeah. I think I liked him a little better than you. Not much. I gave him a 3 also. Mm. You know, the progression progression with him is just that he went from the little nerdy guy, and which, by the way, he never went to school. Like, he went to school with them in the first movie, but he didn't go to school in this movie. He was like, I'm done going to school, I guess. He was still rich. Now he's more rich because his mom dies and she finds all his, he finds all her, like, bondage gear, and his costume is basically made out of, like, an old gimp suit. So that was kind of funny. I did like John Leguizamo in this. I thought he was cool as, like, his sort of advisor, right-hand man guy. Mother Russia was awesome. She has one of the better action scenes in the movie involves her. But yeah, as far as like an overlord character, I thought he was funny. I thought he was funny sometimes. He could get a little bit annoying. That's the problem. Yes. He could get a little bit annoying. You know, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, he's just an annoying actor to me. Like, I like him in Superbad. I think he was hilarious because, you know, McLovin, they only used him sparingly. So it was funny. Here, he's just always yelling and he's always mad. There's no nuance to him. There doesn't seem to be any brains. Really, he's kind of stupid. You know what I mean? And like you said, he just pays people to do everything. You know what I mean? So in that regard, I do agree with you. But I did. I think I had a little more fun with him throughout the course of the movie. So I gave him a 3. I thought he was, honestly, the reason I gave him a 3 is I felt like he was equal to Kick-Ass in this movie because neither one of them got to do.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like enough. But they weren't horrible. Yeah. So action scenes.
Oh, this is the better part of the film. I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. I don't think it was perfect. I think you could see the difference between directors because I think Matthew Vaughn would have did a way better job with the action, which he did in the first movie. Yeah. I thought he did a great job with Hit Girl. This one concentrated so much on Hit Girl. More than Kick-Ass himself. It was the same thing. Hey, man, take your camera out. And then he gets his ass beat. And I'm just like, dude, after all this, I just felt like that character did not progress at all in fighting.
No.
All he did was get his ass beat. And I was just like, that's so stupid. But anyway, Hit Girl progressed because you saw her training and doing all that stuff. So I loved it. I thought, oh, man, that was pretty cool. I love the scene with her on top of the van. I thought that was really cool in the cemetery, I believe, when he went to save him because they abducted him, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that scene was all laid out very well. But again, it just, the ending for me felt so flat. Like, it just did not work for me. The ending, it was just so weak. It was like the weakest. To me, Act 3 was the weakest point in terms of action. But I think anything with Hit Girl made the movie shine. And I agree with you on this. They should have just made a Hit Girl movie.
Yeah.
And well, in a way that they could have did it as a prequel and show Big Daddy so they could bring back Nicolas Cage and her as a kid. But I think they should have just did a Hit Girl. Because honestly, this movie in terms of action was just all Hit Girl.
Yeah.
And then whatever villain, Mother Russia. Because I think Mother Russia and her had one of the best fightings when she couldn't hit fight.
Yeah.
But anyway, I give it a 4.
I agree with you in the sense of with Kick-Ass, like he didn't get any better from the first movie to this movie. He's still horrible. He still just gets beat up all the time. I gave it a 3. Now, I'll explain. Ooh. I think there is some good action scenes in this. I like the car chase like type scene where she's like hanging on the side of the car, Hit Girl and all that. That was cool. The scene with the new bad guys when all the cops are showing up and Mother Russia's just like tearing through them, like going down and like just obliterating them. That was cool. And then the last fight with her and Hit Girl. That was cool. The rest of it, you're right. Matthew Vaughn, he was missed in a lot of areas. And there's another thing I'll talk about like in one of the other categories. But the execution of the action scenes is where he was really, really missed. Because that guy shoots some of the coolest action scenes. Like Kick-Ass had awesome action scenes. The first one, what was the other? Kingsman has really cool. The way he shoots the camera moving, the way he moves the camera, all that stuff. This was this felt very like point and shoot. Like, okay, we're going to just put the camera here and you guys do this stuff. And then we'll go to the cut it and then go to the next shot. Like it felt very generic to me. And some of it was too over the top at times that I just was like, this is like regular. I could see a 4. I was probably 3.5, but I erred to the side of 3 just because I felt like it was such a step down from the first movie that I had to, I was like, this is a 3 to me. So 4 for you, 3 for me. We're in the ballpark on everything so far. What did you think of the storyline?
Oh, this is mad weak. I did not like the storyline. I gave it a 2. And that's just being generous. I could have gave it a 1.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 2 because at least it was something there, but it was not good. The additions of all the new characters, whether it's villain or hero, was god-awful. I'm going to be honest. It did not need it unless it was told if the story was going to help it. But it did it, right? Jim Carrey's character was cool. But again, if it was going by the whole hero thing, he dies to elevate Kick-Ass. No, it didn't do nothing. to be honest with you, because it was more Hit Girl, right? Hit Girl's storyline of her being regular, Marcus wanted her to be regular with the regular girls, and then they pulled that prank on her, which they left her in the woods and all this shit. Annoying, horrible, didn't care for it until she started to put her suit on, got her bicycle. I was like, this is what I was missing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, with the villain, the Red Mist turned into the motherfucker. I thought they had something there, but it was just god awful. I felt like it was a very, like that scene from Scott Pilgrim when his mom died from the aneurysm on the table. I felt like it was the same thing with his mom in the sonar bed, the sun bed. Like, he started kicking it, and then she just died. And I was just like you really, to me, it just did not work. And I felt like it was just a lackluster story. They just copied and pasted a little bit from the first, and then they just threw the shit together and was like, we're going to make a sequel, see how much money we make. Because I don't believe this is not even on 4K, only the first. Yeah. So, yeah, so that tells you there right there. So, anyway, with that said, I gave it a 2. Decent.
Listen. I'm not going to argue with you. I gave it a 2 as well. I agree with all your points. It just felt, this is one of those sequels that like really felt like it didn't have to exist. Honestly, I mean, it was a few years already after the first one, different director, same cast for the most, you know, they only literally changed his friend Todd.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone else was the same, but you know, it you're right. I everything just felt like it was spinning its wheels. Like, the whole movie just felt like it was spinning its wheels. It wasn't really saying anything. And this is where, like, Matthew Vaughn, like, the first Kick-Ass had moments that were, like, really serious and felt dire.
Yeah.
The Big Daddy scene where he's tied up and they're like, you know, where he dies, pretty much. The scene where he dies and Hit Girl's there, you know, and they set him on fire and all, like, that was, like, it wasn't really played for laughs. It wasn't really, like, an action scene. And this has nothing like that. Everything is goofy. Everything is like corny. Everything is funny. And the worst part is everything's trying to be funny and Jim Carrey gets no jokes. Barely any jokes in this movie. I love Jim Carrey. I didn't really talk about him earlier. I love him. He's my favorite 90s comedy actor. I have seen all his movies. I love most of them. And he gets nothing to do in this movie. And then he dies. He's like barely in it. And then he dies. And it's very unceremoniously. On top of that. So there's nothing that feels like, there's no moments where there's like tension, like in the first movie. You know what I mean? So that hurts it. And it just makes it kind of blah. It's very forgettable. The fact that I haven't watched it in 10 years says a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I never wanted to watch it again. Well, the first one I could watch anytime, pretty much. I think it's great. So I'm right there with you. I also gave it a 2. What's your overall?
This is going to be the first time. I think this is the first time I'm going to do this in this channel. I'm giving it a 1.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I'm never going to see this again. This movie is a waste. And I'm being brutally honest because, I mean, that's the whole point of us doing this.
Yeah.
It's a waste of a movie. It is not fun to sit through. I mean, they had some cool parts, but unless you're a super duper duper fan of Kick-Ass, then you're going, yeah, part 2 is pretty cool. But I cannot see myself going 1 to 2. Just stick with the first one. I think Nicolas Cage's Big Daddy moments and everything is what made that damn movie anyway. Mm-hmm. And I always said it, the only reason why I like Kick-Ass was Hit Girl and the father was the best part of that movie. Because if you take away Kick-Ass, I mean, the highlights were Nicolas Cage.
and Mark Strong as the villain. He was awesome.
Oh, and Mark Strong as the villain. Yeah. So less annoying, the Red Mist. Yeah. So which was another storyline that you felt bad because he had to betray his friend. Because they were fighting together like superheroes.
Right.
This one didn't have none of that. They didn't have no emotional ties. They had no... You didn't give two shits about any of these characters. I didn't care for Jim Carrey dying. I didn't even care for his character. I didn't care for none of those people, to be really honest with you. You didn't care for the new people. You didn't care for the bad guys. John Leguizamo, I felt bad for. They killed him dirty. Like, I was like, holy hell. But other than that, yeah, I thought this was just a waste of movie, to be honest with you. So I gave it a 1.
Wow, yeah. I gave it a 2. I don't think it's that great. I think it has, like, very moderate entertainment value. You know, it's really bloody, you know what I mean? Like, over-the-top violent, but not executed great. But, you know, there's action in it. There's some humor. I think I chuckled, like, 2 or 3 times. Mostly just the name Battle Guy made me laugh. So that was a good joke. But other than that, again, I mean, and I like the Hit Girl stuff. I thought Hit Girl's storyline was cool. I love when she goes to school with the 6 stick and then they all start like throwing up and then the one girl like craps her pants and throws up at the same time.
Yeah.
I like when she used it on them because I hated them, but it's like, and then it was over and that was it. She just does that and then that's it. She's like, well, I got him back. And I feel like she could have done even worse than that. Like, it should have been like a progression of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she just does one thing and that's it. So I did like her storyline. Okay. I gave it to 2. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. Again, I've had it on digital for 10 years. And this is the first time I watched it. So it might be the last time I watch it. I would say the only way I watch this is if I'm watching the first one with somebody and they're like, I really want to see 2. I've never seen it. I don't have a TV. There's no way for me to watch it. Then I'll let them watch it. Other than that, I just can't see myself being like, I want to watch some Kick-Ass 2. So it's not a great sequel, in my opinion. What's your total points?
My total points is a 12.
Yeah, we're close. I'm a 13. So we're pretty close as far as the score. Kind of a letdown. Kind of a letdown as far as the sequel goes.
I agree. I was thinking it was going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Once you told me that Matthew Vaughn wasn't in it now, I was like, okay, makes sense. It totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very sad start to sequel month.
Yeah, so far. But you know what? With that being said, let's talk about what we got coming up down the pipeline. Because we got it next week. We got a couple of sequels coming up because our next episode is going to be Blade 2. All right. Yeah. Which, hey, we're not going to talk about it in advance. Blade 2 is awesome. And then we got a movie called The Raid 2. So The Raid was a movie that I believe Jay picked during Patreon picks. We reviewed the first one. We loved it. I mean, that is an action like masterpiece pretty much. And now we get the sequel. Now, you have not seen it, correct?
No, I have seen
it. So it was like a rewatch for me, but you're going to see it's very different than the first and yet very awesome. So maybe this will turn it around. Maybe this will turn things around for sequel month and you never know what happens. So that's going to be our next 2, Blade 2, Raid 2. We're going to call it Braid 2.
Braid 2.
Braid 2.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.